Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lee. How can I assist you?
Hey, I'm sorry. You said your name is Leah?
Lee, L-E-E.
Thank you, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lee, I have a charge on my account that I have no idea about, and I'd like to understand.
No worries. I can definitely take care of it.
What can I give to you?
Let me start by getting your zip code first.
32725.
And your first and last name?
Shirley Libby, L-I-B-B, like boy, Y.
Your last name with two B's or one?
Two B's, like boy, L-I-B-B, like boy, Y.
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify your shipping address, please?
My address, 1538 Joyner Drive, J-O-Y-N-E-R, Deltona, Florida, 32725.
Thank you so much for providing the information for me today.
Thank you. Could you just speak up a little bit, please?
No worries. Thank you so much for providing the information with me today. Can you hear me, Ms. Libby?
Thank you.
I see
I have a charge on my debit, my credit card. It's 6732. I have no idea what it is.
Absolutely. Well, I see where you have ordered a tactical bag back in May.
A tactical bag. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, with that, if you didn't cancel that trial period in between that time, the terms and conditions of the estate, you will be billed the full amount.
So that bag is going to cost me an additional $6,732?
Yes, ma'am.
Why is that?
And when you did sign to receive it?
Can I return it, please?
We don't have a receiving warehouse. We only have a shipping warehouse.
So that is just
it is
right
yours,
there.
But I can go ahead and cancel this account so that you won't have to worry about any further payments coming out of the account. I can cancel this account for you.
You'd please do cancel this account. What is this 6732 for?
That's the monthly payment.
A monthly payment for what?
One moment.
I want this 6732 credited to my account. Hello, Lee, are you there?
I am. Give me one moment. Okay. Now, I can get this account canceled for you.
Have you been able to issue my credit of 6732?
One moment, let's see if we can get that refunded. Okay. Ms. Libby, I can't offer you a full refund for the July charge in the amount of $56.95.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I can't offer a full refund for the July charge in the amount of $56.95.
$66.95.
556.95.
Why is that?
That's the most recent charge on the account.
I have a balance on my account for $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the account has just been charged again on the 5th of this month. The June
I
statement
need
is...
all of this credited. Okay. I am going to file a fraud charge.
No worries. No worries. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Ms. Libby, I was able to get this account canceled, and I was able to issue a refund for both charges, the most recent one and the one from June. I do apologize about the inconvenience it may have caused.
Thank you. So you have issued both a credit for $67.32 and the $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. Keep in mind that refund does take 3 to 5 business days before it reflects back in your account.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Lee. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.